Now, it's time for the Varsity Radio Show. Here's your host, Seth Henniger.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Varsity Radio Show. We are so glad.
Come on in.
Oh. That you're here.
What's going on? Oh,
we
there we go.
No, so glad no, you're here. It is a great day.
Yes, it is.
It is beautiful outside.
A wonderful day.
And it's beautiful here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to introduce you to the people who make this show so wonderfully fantastic. That was a great word, wasn't
it? That was a great word.
Didn't you like that?
I loved it.
My good friend, to my right, he's one of my best friends. He is also known as Duke the Dog, and as of this week, he played a robber.
Yeah.
In a poverty simulator a little too well.
I did really well.
He is my good friend, Jordan the Man McDaniel.
What's up, everybody? I have nothing else to say.
I thought you had, like, fire.
I did.
With that response.
I thought I did, but I didn't.
Also, we got to introduce
the
man who pushes the button, slides the sliders, plays in the chocolate river.
The fella.
Tames the Oompa Loompas.
He's got
a new movie coming out soon. It's called Wonka, and we call him Steven Spiegel.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're having a great day so far. Got a really good show lined up. Got some guests from Douglas today.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a great day.
Douglas Eagles returners, actually. Yeah. And we love Varsity Family.
Yeah.
You know, Katie Hemmen and Mackenzie Frederick will be in the studio.
Yes, they will.
And man, we got so many funny videos. We've got a great clutch.
Always got the fun.
We got the deeds.
We got it all.
You just got to stay here, and you can find us when the radio's not on. We play really good music, but there is a show continuing.
Yes.
In social media universe, and it's on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. And we even post funny TikTok videos.
We do.
With our athletes. Hey, we want to tell you about the Fuel of the Varsity Char Burger.
Oh, baby.
Home of the famous char grilled Wildcat Burger, Philly cheesesteak, and Jumbo Crispy Onion Ring. And you had one before.
So good, man.
I mean, it's
one of the best burgers ever. Like, it really
it is.
Like, it's one of the best burgers I've ever had.
It's so good.
It's so good. Man,
it's so good. And then at the end of the show, we do something called Freestyle, where we give away a 5-person all-day pass to B&B video games.
Yeah.
We do that because there's nothing like experiencing.
Not a thing.
An 80s-style experience.
Yeah.
And it's so appropriate, Jordan. They've got the arcade in the back. They got the video game retail store in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by Pizza Hut. Where else do you want a store like that?
You can have a whole day at B&B Video Games.
Hey, come laugh with us over at Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube Live right now.
Yeah.
We'll see you there.
Right now, dudes. Seth.
Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
What'd you do?
I did a lot. We had a fall festival. Steven was there, weren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, fall festival we had. My niece had a birthday party.
How old is your niece turning?
She is turning 6.
Isn't that
so
cute?
She's turning 6, and we had that birthday party. We had a lot of fun. And so
probably into Barbie dolls, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I didn't buy her one, but
I wouldn't either. You buy her some Legos. Yeah. That's what the cool uncle gets.
I like Legos.
I love Legos too.
I'm going to tell you a little hint. Saturday, once a month, the library here in Gunnersville has a Lego club.
Oh, for real?
And I go, and it is therapy. For an hour, I build.
That's nice.
And
do you take your kids, or just
my kids are there.
You just went by yourself.
My kids are there, but I get a plate full too, and
table for one,
thank
please.
You.
The FCA moment of the week.
We are joined by the one, the only Candy Armstrong.
Candy!
And Abby on her left shoulder.
Hi, Abby.
Our Abby's hair. She looked like Cousin It turned around. Can you put some sunglasses on the back of her head for us, please?
Yeah.
For entertainment purposes.
But I have readers.
For entertainment purposes.
Yeah, there you go.
Here we go.
Wait. Hold on.
Maybe.
I mean, it is the Halloween season.
It is.
This is good, Steven. This
now
is good TV right here.
Look.
If you're not watching our live right now, you're missing live.
Candy, I'm wearing sunglasses indoors. Sunglasses indoors. Cool or not cool? Oh, no.
No. She said no.
I've been denied.
She told you no, Jordan.
Candy.
And we're about to have Cousin
That's
It.
That's just because I can't see with mine on indoors well, the way the 10 is. So,
but I can.
Know, to each his own.
Thank you, Candy. I appreciate
if
that.
If you like wearing them inside, then wear them inside.
I'm going to.
Candy, do you see what I'm wearing right now?
Yeah.
You see this?
I did. I noticed that.
Tell G-Money I wore this today.
I need to get me an FCA shirt.
I did this.
I need to get me one.
Just left. He just left the office.
What happened to Cousin It? What? She left. Oh, okay.
Oh, now we're talking.
Hey!
Cousin
This is great.
Great television.
This is a good day.
Great radio.
It's a good day.
Oh, I didn't have sunglasses, but I do have readers.
Nice. I figured, if she was going to be behind you, we could put some glasses so we could talk to her. But anyway.
She was actually looking for sunglasses.
I love it. Well, if she shows up, she's going to make our day.
That's all right.
All right. Her hair's back. Okay. Candy, tell us what's going on in the wonderful world of Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Iron Bowl. We're in it thick right now, out getting partners and sending out packets and promoting. So we actually are going back pre-COVID, like I've said before. So we're having four this year instead of three.
Wow.
We will be at Madison West on Tuesday, November the 14th at 6:45 a.m. at Asbury Church on Hughes Road. And then we will leave and go to Coleman First Baptist Church on Wednesday, the 15th of November at 6:30.
Yeah.
And we will travel to Marshall County
Thursday.
You guys.
Woo-woo.
We will be there on Thursday, November 16th at 6 a.m. That's our early one. Y'all better get up and rise and shine.
Oh, my goodness.
It's early. That's early.
6 a.m. Y'all can do it.
My son wakes up at 6 a.m. He's two.
Well, bring him. It's a family community event.
Yeah.
So, hey.
He loves Iron Bowl.
There you go. That's funny. But after we leave Marshall County, we'll be coming and setting up at Madison East, and we will be at First Baptist Church in Huntsville.
The Egg Beater
on Friday,
Church.
November the 17th.
Yes.
And that starts at 6:45 as well. And then that will lead us into Thanksgiving week.
Woo!
Friday.
Where we all eat a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, Black Friday.
Black Friday.
When doing their shopping, we have Camp Black Friday special that will be going on. So we are gearing up, trying to get camps registered.
Come on,
get
somebody.
Get ready for everybody. So, yes, it is $175 for campers. If you register that weekend, you save $50.
Wow, that's nice.
Savings. Yeah, and then also with Christmas coming up, people will be talking about Christmas shopping and whatever, and what a greater gift to give the kids. 7 through 13 is camp.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
And camp is a lot of fun.
Let them have the activities and then Christ. And yes, so anyway, so Black Friday specials going on. We have our coach spouse timeout weekend is scheduled for Martin Luther King weekend. That's January the 14th through the 12th through the 14th, excuse me. And that's going to be at the AC Marriott this year. Registration is open. All of this information is on our website, northalabamafca.org. So if you've got any questions, you can hopefully find the answers to it on our website. If not, feel free to call our office or text our office at 256-509-3692.
All right.
Cool stuff. Year-end stuff. We've got a year-end newsletter that's going to be going out here soon. We have pecan deliveries. You know all about those.
Ooh.
Pecan stuff.
Pecan deliveries.
I love them. Yeah, I told you what happened last year. My pecans. My pecans got stolen.
They were stolen.
Yes. Somebody dropped them off. Somebody dropped off my pecans, and within a few hours, the mail guys came and picked it up and thought it was for them.
It said, thank you.
That was a nice gift. Thanks.
For them.
Yeah, for them.
Yeah. I was so excited, too.
This year, no
I was like, this year, I'm going to get my pecans. And they never came.
You never. Well,
just
they did.
Let us
they
know,
just, you know,
where your secret hideaway
I
is.
I wanted to cry, Candy.
Put them there instead of the mailbox. Crank me up. That was so funny.
It happened. I swear. Ask Steven. I sent him a picture. I said, have you seen
these? Have you seen my pecans?
I'm wanting them.
Steven, was it you?
No.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't Steven. It was that the mail so people.
Funny. I will hunt that you down, so Steve-o.
Give me my pecans.
Poor
Seth. Poor
Seth. But yes, getting back to the FCA.
You think I'm joking that
though.
Happened.
Crank me up.
True story.
But if anybody is interested in partnering with FCA, or if they want to sponsor a table, provide scholarship tickets to students in their particular area.
Yeah.
We have our camp brochures. They are not camp brochures, but our Iron Bowl prayer breakfast brochures. They are on the website as well, and it shows you the different levels and what you get with those packages, and whether you get a table or half a table, scholarship tickets, whatever, to give to the kids in your area.
Yeah.
We can pass those out to the students, or either we can give them to you. You can pass them out to your youth group or whomever you might want it to. Some people designate it and say, hey, send those to Gunnersville High School or Sardis or like wherever.
Yeah.
They let us know where they want that particular scholarships awesome. To go. And so we'll deliver them to the huddle coaches and stuff at that school and let those utilize those and pass them out. Well, but yeah, lots of cool stuff going on at FCA.
Candy,
exciting.
I love Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and yep. the longer I'm here, I'm so impressed with your office and everything that y'all do. I'm a huge fan. And so thank you so much for being here.
You are welcome. We stay busy and we have great leadership with Coach
Ken,
Brother Jamie.
The best.
Andy, Area Director G Money. We have a tremendous staff, and everybody has a heart and a passion.
And they have candy too.
We get to do.
Yes.
Not what, you know, it's to us, it's just not a job. It's what we feel privileged and honored because it's something that we get to do.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it.
Yeah. They don't ever have to say, I want candy, because they have her.
They have her.
They have right there. Candy. Anyway.
We love you, Candy. We love you, Candy.
We love
candy.
Y'all. You're the best.
Thank you for
you're the best.
You do.
You're the best.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
See you y'all next week.
See you, girl.
All bye. Right.
Bye.
All right.
That's as good as it gets.
I need you to be real with me.
I'm real.
How much of your kid's candy are you going to steal?
Well. Seeing as George is two, and he could probably actually he would probably want to eat all the candy, but some of it he's gonna get. He's just not gonna be able to eat.
Yeah, he doesn't need to know about it.
Yeah, he. That's the thing too. I don't know if I know that he'll want some candy, but I don't. He'll probably forget that he has a lot of it.
That's good for
and
you.
So yeah, that does work out for me. But the problem is I had the surgery. I can't have sugar.
Yeah.
I could probably only, majority of it is going to have to go to my wife. And she's not going to complain at all about that.
Yeah.
Because she's going to love that.
Yeah.
But I'm only going to be able to probably eat just a handful of pieces, or else I'll make myself sick.
So we're going to Steven now.
Steve-o!
Steven. Yeah.
I don't steal it. I mean, it is considered a dad tax.
Yes. So yes. We do this on almost everything.
Moms for the boys.
At our house.
Yeah.
And so if we give our kids something, there's generally a tax because they need to learn.
Yep.
What mom and dad are having to do every year.
Yeah.
Me.
Y'all kind of understand.
Solid.
Yeah. So do you give them an allowance? Did you give your children an allowance? And then you're like, okay, here's $10, but I get $2 of that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
No.
I would.
You would?
I would. Actually, you give them $8 in ones and be like, here, $10 in ones. You say, here you go. Oh, wait. Parent tax, take two out. And
I wouldn't want to be your kid.
You've learned a valuable lesson. Steven, yes, you
and
would.
That is what it's like.
Steven, yes, you would. I would take good care of you, Steven.
And that's how the government works.
You would
right
be,
there.
You would be my favorite son, Steven.
See, the better way to do that is just to give them the money they're supposed to have and keep the money that you're supposed to keep. That way they don't know that you kept some of the money. They never knew the difference.
That ruins the fun, Steve-o.
Yeah, for you, not for them.
That's funny.
That ruins the fun, Steve-o.
That's funny.
You're taking my joy as a Christian
Jordan
father.
Jordan wants to have torment his children.
Yes. Part of the reason I became a father is to be able to torment my child. That's part of the reason.
The Clutch Moment.
Today, I want to talk about a masquerade.
masquerade.
I don't know if you've ever seen one. The only thing I could find video-wise to go with it that it was kind of funny was, I guess, Phantom of the Opera or the Masquerade Ball, and they're all singing opera. I'm not an opera guy, but hey, you know.
That's one thing that I noticed about you. I know. I don't think Seth's an opera
guy.
Seth
doesn't do opera.
So these opera tickets are going to fall on deaf ears for Christmas.
You know, until Greatest Showman, I didn't really do, like, musicals either. You know, I just, not my thing.
Not your thing. That's okay.
But I want you, we're going to talk about masquerades, and I want you to tell me about a time.
All right.
Where you hid something about yourself that you wish you hadn't.
Oh, man. I mean, we...
Anything.
I think everyone's done that at some point. Yeah. Where, you know, you... Well, okay, I mean, the classic example is, you know, when you're going on a first date, you put on, like, your best face.
Yes.
In the sense of, like, you don't want to come off too weird, because now my wife will tell you I'm the weirdest person she's ever met.
Yeah.
But when...
Pretty fun.
I appreciate that, Seth. But when we were, you know, on our first date, you know, you don't want to, you don't want to let the weird out too much. You want to hold that tiger back later. You know, wait till you get that ring on her finger and you've locked it down. And be like, now we're going to set this caged animal free.
That's right.
We're going to let the weird fly. But I mean, we've all done that. And I mean, gosh, there were so many things that, you know, you just... that are you, but you don't bring up on a first date or on a first meeting or whatever. Yeah. You know, we all do it.
Yeah, you know, I think as far back as it's funny that we all as kids at some point we wore masks. Right?
Yeah, of course,
we were especially little boys. We're some superhero to play someone we wanted to be or to be someone we weren't. For little girls, it's the princess dress, not so much the mask, but we're something that we're not. And I think all of us in life, we've had something to hide.
Yeah.
Or at least something we don't want someone else to know about us, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think are some of the reasons we hide who we really are? What are some of those reasons?
Well, we don't want people to know the real us, because the real us is vulnerable.
Yes.
And the real us is messy.
And not perfect.
Yeah, and not perfect, and you don't have your stuff together like you... I have never met a single person, no matter how successful I might view them, that thinks they have all their stuff together.
Yeah.
Not a single person has ever told me, I have everything, I have all my ducks in a row.
That's the truth.
I've never heard anybody say that.
Yeah.
I've heard people say, well, I'm trying to get all my ducks in a row. I have, you know, a few of them, but I got to get a few more.
Yeah.
No one has ever said anything to me like, I've got it all taken care of. I'm good. I don't need to do anything else to improve.
Yeah.
Never met that person.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone has said it at some point, but they've never said it to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all live in a state of vulnerability, but we all do it, but we don't want anyone else to see it, even though everyone on this planet doesn't have their life in order.
That's so good.
Not a single person.
So why should we take our mask off? And I want to go into that first. It helps us deal with the comparison battle.
Sure.
In Romans 12:3-5 says this, because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. This is Paul. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other. So, Jordan, why do you think we all at some point deal with the comparison battle?
Well, because it's so easy today. You can get on your phone and go on Instagram and see someone's life, and you see their house, and you see the way, you know, they'll be like, I have three kids and my house looks this way and it's very clean. And I'm like, I have one kid and my house doesn't look like that.
Yeah,
there's toy cars everywhere. Yeah. There's cars under the couch. There's dust. There's, you know, dirty plates in the sink. We don't have an all put together life, you know.
Yeah.
And laundry day is, you know, laundry can get done relatively quickly at my house, but it getting folded and put away is about a 7-day
you know,
process.
Yeah.
But, you know, and you can go on any socials now and view how other people are living their life. This person just went to Disney World. This person's in the Bahamas. This person's here. This person's... Why aren't I doing that? I'm, you know...
My kid made all straight A's.
Yeah. There's so many things that you can say. And look, social media can be a wonderful thing. It can also be a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Because you end up comparing yourself to others. And no one has a perfect life.
Nobody.
No matter how nice their house might be.
Or how nice their social media profile is.
Yeah.
And I'll say this. I'll move on to the next one. Just this quote I use very often. If you compare and compete, you'll live in defeat.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, people cannot connect fully to a fake version of you.
No.
This is good. I think that's a powerful moment right there. But anyway, why should we take our mask off? Number two, people cannot connect fully to a fake version of you.
Yeah.
You lead people through your strengths, but you connect to people through your weaknesses.
Yeah. And
why do we often present either only our best side or at least a little of a fake side of ourselves sometimes?
Because we don't want to be seen as someone who doesn't have it all together, even though no one has it all together.
Right, right.
And we know no one has it all together, but for some reason we want ourselves to be the exception. At least that's my take on it.
Yeah. How does doing that, though, keep us from ever really connecting to people?
Because when you do that, you set up a fake
version of yourself.
Yeah, well, you set up a fake version of yourself, and you set up an unattainable standard that no one can live up to.
That's good.
We're both youth pastors.
Yeah.
Your students cannot live up to that standard.
Yeah.
If they think Seth has the perfect life... You know, if that's their perception of you, Seth has it all together and he has the perfect life, they're never going to achieve it because it's never going to happen. And, and thankfully, I have had men and women in my life who have said, look, life is messy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might clean up when we have the youth over and when we have the, you know, college and career over. We might clean up our house. We should.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do. You don't want tripping all over Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you present yourself as like, look, it's not always like this, man.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
And if you can be honest with people, you can really connect and they can actually see, okay, Jordan doesn't have it all together, but he loves the Lord.
Yeah.
And he is doing his best to grow in Christ's love every single day.
That
can make somebody a difference in somebody's life.
Yeah.
Because they're like, okay, Jordan's a screw-up just like me, but he's still striving. Even in the midst of his screw-ups, he's still pushing forward.
Yeah.
Still, you know, going for it.
So the last thing, why should we take off our mask? Until we take our mask off, God cannot fully heal us or empower us. Sorry.
Yeah.
God cannot heal what you refuse to expose to him.
Yeah.
And this is my last point, last thing before we pray. Why is it so important that we spiritually lay ourselves bare before God?
I've said it a million times, and I'll say it again. My youth are probably tired of hearing of it.
Yeah.
You do not come to Christ with your hands full. You come to Christ with your hands empty, saying, I got nothing to offer.
That's good.
Please save me.
That's good.
Because the moment you come to him, even if it's just a tiny little thing in your hands, you are ultimately trying to save yourself. You're saying, Jesus, I need you, but I need you like 90%. I got the 10% covered.
Right.
I got this thing. This is pretty good.
Right.
You know? And so the only way Jesus accepts you is by admitting you can't do it, by you admitting your weakness.
Yeah.
And that is how he makes you strong, because he saves the weak. He does not save the strong. He saves the sick, not the healthy.
That's good.
And so when you come to Jesus with your hands empty, that's the only way he accepts you. He's not going to take you any other way. Any other way, you're trying to do it yourself.
Yeah. A little prideful, too.
Yeah, it's full of pride.
We're going to pray for you today. God, we come to you today. God, we pray, God, that you empower each and every one of us to take off our mask, expose ourselves to you, not compare ourselves to everybody else, but to who you think we are. Be with us and draw near to us in your holy and awesome name. Amen.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the party.
I'm good. How are you?
You've been here before.
They both have.
Yes.
We are so glad. Yes.
I look a little different, though.
Yes. Just that's a little right. bit. Yes. Okay. Okay. So we both. We
are so glad
we've been
here
before.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. We're so glad to be back.
It is exciting.
This is great.
This has like been the only thing we've been talking about.
Well, you two.
Oh man, pressure.
See, when you go to the varsity once,
yeah,
and you're a guest,
mm-hmm.
but and you then come back twice.
You're treated like royalty.
Your family. Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family. Since y'all been on the radio, you know, beforehand, when y'all went back to school, did the school like just part and let y'all just walk down the
should have.
Yeah, I thought
most
so.
Most definitely
yeah.
should have.
It's like royalty.
They
you're
still do
you're
it.
Treated like the
they
queen.
They still do it.
And they just
they chant their name as they walk down.
Can I get a selfie, please?
Please.
I gotta get the first period.
Just like the yeah. Chattanooga.
Please.
Yeah.
No, but really, everybody did love our show, though.
Yeah.
They were talking about how good it was. So.
Yeah.
Y'all do a great job.
Yeah, we had a great time.
It was fun.
It was.
As you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can't bring you in here without making you laugh. So, yeah. Steven?
Sure, okay.
This
so,
is your deal.
Oh, my God.
Have I?
Yeah. That was a mat. Can you record that? I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
But when people say the Varsity Radio Show, that's what I want them to say. Just like, one more time.
What did I do? I said, oh, my God.
That's how you're going to advertise
it does not sound
us from
as good
now.
When I do it.
I get to be on the Varsity Radio Show and...
Oh, my God.
There it is!
That's it!
Steven!
That's it.
That's our next commercial.
So, ladies, let me have I have a question for you. Have y'all seen Secret Life of Pets?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I sound like Duke the dog?
Yes, you asked us that last time.
Yeah, because I couldn't, because that's the thing is like, I didn't know if I asked y'all last time. I couldn't remember.
You do.
And I still, okay,
you
so I saw part of the movie. I saw half of it.
Yeah, because your child made you turn it off.
So, yeah, the child made, my son is two now, and I don't know if y'all have seen the movie in a while, but they get underneath the sewer, and that big, long snake comes out,
mm-hmm.
and he's got that one tooth, and he looks kind of scary.
Yes.
My son was like, nope.
Not having it.
He noped out of that real quick. Like, but he had been sitting there like the entire time, like just glued to the television.
It's a good movie.
And then that snake comes out, and he's like, no. And so we turn it off, and I actually don't know how the movie ends, because I got kind of invested
very
in the story.
Sad.
I have a question.
Yes. I have an answer.
If me and Katie were animals, what animal do y'all think we would be?
Ooh.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. And then y'all have to tell us what animals we would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can't say Duke the dog.
I was
going to
say Duke the
dog.
That's boring. That's boring.
That's
and
not
I'm
boring.
Giving you the answer.
It's yes, not boring.
A
it's
different
just,
animal.
It's just the fact.
A different animal.
Yeah. Wait, I forgot all my animals.
All right, so
monkey. You said you wanted to be one.
What's wrong with
that? No, I wanted a pet monkey.
All right.
I mean,
you got so much energy though.
I do.
It could be way worse.
You do. You got lots of energy.
I do.
You're fun.
Thanks.
Monkeys are fun.
So
I got lots of energy.
I went with Beagle. I want a beagle. What I had a beagle.
What did you want us to say?
Yeah, what'd you want?
That's, what was
the question.
What was the correct answer?
Okay, we don't have to do me no. Yes, we do.
Monkey and beagle apparently offended so terribly.
I think Katie would be like a chameleon.
A chameleon?
Why?
Because my eyes are big?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know. That's
all
very
right.
rude. Okay.
It's just,
all right.
You go ahead.
Oh, I just did.
Okay, I think you'd be a ladybug.
A ladybug.
Yeah.
Wow. Have we done this before?
I don't think we have. This is a good game. This is a good game.
Our car talk
this
on
is,
the way
this
here.
Is,
like?
This is a supposed to be no. a light and fun game.
Yes.
But you can horribly offend
it's
somebody
just, yeah,
really
at
can.
The same time.
It's
I'm
okay.
scared.
What?
To ask, but go ahead and do me and Jordan.
Well, no.
Okay.
Well,
you want to do me yet?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, we haven't. She
you
said
go
ladybug.
Ahead. I did her.
Oh, yeah. Putting me on the spot.
Yeah,
I appreciate
got
it.
This.
So monkey and beagle for you is what we picked. You picked a...
chameleon.
Chameleon. That's right. Let's see. Okay. So have you ever seen like one of those really... I don't even know what kind of cat they are, but those fluffy ones or whatever, like with the hair
cats.
Going everywhere.
I hate cats. But it's okay. I'll take it.
Okay.
She's going to take a cat.
Sorry. She's going to take a cat. Yeah. Cat. But it's one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That yeah. One. See?
That's it.
Yeah. That's the one.
The happy one in the
yeah,
bottom.
Yeah. The happy one.
Hey, that's
happy
way better one. Than mine.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I said monkey because you got the energy. You got energy for days.
Beagles are awesome. Beagles are a great dog. Okay. Those are great.
I think you'd be a lion. A lion?
Oh, I was going to...
Yeah! A lion! All right! Now we're talking! I'd love it.
There he is!
That lion.
That's yeah, him.
There we're talking.
Yes.
Now we're...
I think...
The lion I would want to be is the lion, the powerful lion up in the corner. The lion...
You mean the probably, cat with the yeah, hair right yeah, there.
The lion the I would cat. Probably be is the one with the mask down there.
That's beside the one with yeah. the with the gun.
I yeah. don't think we need the mask. You have like the right arm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Here we go.
Well, you had to tell her what she would be in your mind.
And don't offend her. I mean, you nailed it with the cat.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do better than that.
I'm not saying your personality is like a cat. You're no. a nice person.
I said the happy.
Most cats are not
the happy
nice.
Cat.
I'm just saying I
the
could,
happy one.
I'm
with
just
joy.
Saying, yeah. I'm just saying, you know, the
in
cat
your heart.
The cats are very smart. And they're very...
How smart are they?
We took our ACTs today.
My cats are dumb.
Our practice ACTs.
Okay, your cats are dumb. All the cats I've known are smart. Okay, so I'm a... What'd you say?
A lion.
You're
yes.
a lion.
Okay.
Katie, what would you say he was?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
I think you'd be a caterpillar.
I've never.
Oh, my... That's
one day I shall blossom and be a butterfly.
Exactly.
No, that doesn't count. Both
and you can be my
I'm
little.
I'm gonna make
insects.
The best of the situation.
You can be my little butterfly.
That's hurtful. That's hurtful.
Okay, you look like a bunch that's of
from,
ants.
That's from that movie.
Yeah, that's from Bugs,
the Bugs Life.
Yeah.
Wait,
can you press the one with the man standing beside it?
Because that's wow. that's here's the fun
to the
part.
Left.
Here's the
oh,
fun
yeah,
part. It. That actor is the actor of Duke the Dog.
Yeah, sure is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. That's for real him.
I did
so
not
a picture
know that.
Of me and you together, Seth.
Wow.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I was going to say like a sloth or something.
A sloth?
A sloth?
Oh, sloths are so cute. Man, I love sloths.
I'll take it.
I got a lion.
I
you got
be
a caterpillar and a
I'd
sloth.
I'd be Flash the Sloth
oh, wait,
from Zootopia.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this.
I think you'd be an anteater.
Wow.
This is great.
The Varsity Athlete Interview.
I don't even know how to go from here.
Yeah.
It's been quite the ride.
I'm a lion and an anteater.
It's been exhilarating.
This is that's one word for it. Exhilarating.
We just went over spirit animals or something. Yeah. I don't know.
That sounds like something a caterpillar
we
would say.
We have Varsity, I said this, Varsity family back in here, Katie Hammond yeah. and Mackenzie Frederick.
Mm-hmm.
They are in the studio for
in
the second
house.
Time.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
I said the first time you're a guest.
Yes.
The second time you're family.
What about the third?
You know,
the third time
you're a resident. You're a resident.
The third
you
time,
here.
The third time you owe us rent.
No, you so. Officially become an
I got
Oompa Loompa.
Yes, you are officially Oompa Loompa
yep,
if you make it
time.
Here three times.
Oompa
yeah,
Loompa.
Oompa Loompa. Now we're talking.
If you follow our show over the 6 years, you'll know that that's Willy Wonka of the radio.
The Willy Wonka radio.
And we have Oompa Loompa. So if you make it three times, you officially become an Oompa Loompa.
That's
if
great.
If we come back, we should dress up as Oompa Loompa.
Yes!
Oh my gosh, yes!
You would make
that.
The whole lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it is really hard to transition from what we've
and
been talking
suspenders
about.
And the suspenders and the orange face and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Look,
yes.
If you're not so watching us, if you're not watching us on Facebook Live, you missed what we were talking about.
So much.
And that's your fault.
Yeah.
How shame on you.
So
I'm
many
kidding.
Funny videos. So
yeah.
many fun. So much fun content.
Yeah.
And,
we did a what animal are you? And it got interesting.
But yeah, it was something. Katie. Is a basketball shooting guard, softball, left fielder, Mackenzie, softball pitcher, catcher, and any infield. Wow.
Yes.
Man, skills.
She's
got
talented.
So you're the utility
to
woman.
Pay the bills.
Yeah. You're the utility yeah. woman, yep.
Mm-hmm. And so how long have you been playing your sports, and which one's your favorite?
Basketball is definitely my favorite sport.
Yeah.
And I've been playing for 6 years.
Six?
6 years, and softball, I think this will be my third year, right? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been playing softball since I was like eight, so it's like my eighth or ninth year, I think.
Wow. You have played softball the majority of your life. How's that feel?
Fun, tiring. More fun, though. It gets tiring, but...
Kenzie's thinking about playing another sport.
What sport is that?
Shot put.
Shot put. Nice.
That sounds like fun.
So, when you... What position is... Since you're y'all play a bunch of positions, what position is your favorite on your... Because you play a bunch on softball. What's your favorite position?
Oh, no. I only play left field.
I'm sorry. You're the one who plays everything. I'm sorry. So you...
Earthing.
Okay. So, sorry about
that. She play earthing.
So what is your favorite position on the softball field?
Probably middle infield or pitching. I really like catching, but I do that mostly during, like, travel ball. I don't catch for school ball.
Why do you not catch for school ball?
Because we have really good catchers.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, okay. So... what do you see yourself like accomplishing? Like, because y'all are both, are y'all juniors or seniors?
Sophomore.
I'm a junior.
You're a sophomore? Oh my gosh. Okay. I thought you were like a junior or senior. Okay.
Yes, I'm a junior.
Okay. So you're a junior. All right.
Legend.
So what do y'all think? What is y'all's goal? Are y'all wanting to go play softball, basketball, like for college, or are y'all just wanting to maybe cut it out after that, or what?
I actually thought about getting back into cheer next year.
Okay.
And try to get a scholarship for cheer. But nice. I would love to play basketball in college.
Okay.
If I could get that far with basketball.
Are you eyeing a college?
I really want to go to Notre Dame, but that's a very, very big school to get into.
I saw that.
But, yeah.
I need to ask you about that. What is it about Notre Dame that you like so much?
I'm a big Notre Dame fan.
Just like, across the board.
Yeah, my whole family's a Notre Dame fan. Like, my stepdad... Yeah, he's, like, huge on Notre Dame, and we went
the
to, like,
Fighting
the...
Irish.
Yeah, we went to the campus and everything, watched them play a football game.
Football Jesus!
Yes! Yes! Touchdown Jesus!
Touchdown Jesus!
Touchdown Jesus!
Yes! Yeah. We've got Egg Beater Jesus in Huntsville, and they got Touchdown Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool, and I got to, like, tour their campus and everything. It's, like, really nice.
Yeah. Yeah? It is.
I definitely want to go to college for softball, but if I get a scholarship, that'll be good. I just need scholarship. I need help paying through college.
You don't necessarily, like, as long as it's a college that offers you a scholarship, you are down with that. So you don't necessarily care.
I don't really have a specific college.
Okay.
She said, I don't care.
Whatever wants to help pay for it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, by the way it's looking now, I don't think I'm going to get in because we took our pre-ACT today. It's not looking good.
That's all right.
That's all right. I got practice. We're taking the real one in March. I have enough time to study.
Yeah, you can. I did worse on my second one than I did on my first one. Yeah.
It's always encouraging.
Yeah, I did worse on my second one. I scored really high.
Mm-hmm.
Well, higher than I thought I was going to score on my first one. And then I was like, I got this. And they're like, no, you really need to study. I was like, no, I don't. I did great. I got I think a 29.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah, that's really good. And then I was like, I'm smart. And then I the second time I took, I think I had like a 25 or a 26.
That's still good.
That's still really good, but not quite as like what I thought it was. I thought I'm gonna get in the 30s. I did not get in the 30s. I regressed. So
yeah,
I don't even know what my score is. I took the pre-ACT. She took the mock. But yeah. I don't really think it counts as a sophomore. It's just like practice.
Yeah, and that was so they ended up taking my higher score, but they were still like, but colleges can see what you made on both of them.
Yeah,
like, that's great. That's what I wanted.
Very good.
I somehow got dumber. Yeah, I got dumber.
Because you didn't study.
This is true.
Tell us about your coaches.
For travel ball or school ball?
School.
Yeah.
School ball.
Yeah.
I don't really know. We haven't done nothing for school ball since last time we were on the show.
Oh.
Coach Baker, he does football. He's football coach, offense.
I
don't know what Johnny's doing.
We did play scrimmage games during the summer, though.
Yeah.
Are you not preparing for basketball right now?
Yes. We're starting practices. We actually started practicing yesterday, and it's going really good because we usually practice during seventh period, too.
Yeah.
Like during school. And it's going really good. I love all the people that I'm playing with. And, like, we already know all the plays. So, like, we have to focus on defense now. But it's looking pretty good for us. And we already have our schedule. And our first game's on the 14th of November. So,
hey,
we're ready.
Gotcha.
Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to get here fast.
Very excited.
What's your favorite thing about basketball?
Just the game. I just love the game. Like, it's just so fun. And just playing with all my friends and stuff.
Yeah.
And especially winning.
Especially what?
Winning.
Oh,
yeah,
winning is very fun.
No, she said running.
Winning is like, fun.
Nobody winning ever is a good said time. That.
And I love my coach too.
I love winning.
Okay,
too.
Talk about him.
He's very funny. He's very like understandable too. He's one of those like relatable coaches.
Yeah.
And he's serious when it comes to basketball, but he also like makes sure it's fun and like we're enjoying
yeah.
it.
So. You gotta have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta
he's
have
a
fun.
Really he's a really good coach.
So what's your favorite thing about softball?
Winning.
Winning.
I just like nice. Seeing different competitions and then playing with different people and seeing how we go together.
Okay. So
the cheers. It's
yeah.
The cheers. Isn't it? From describe. The bench. Talk about
yes,
those.
The cheers.
Yeah,
softball cheers.
Softball
about
cheers
those.
Are on a different level.
We don't
level.
Really do that many cheers. We just like scream.
Yeah.
Like really loud.
So what is okay? So describe to me what is your worst performance in your sport, and then what's your best performance? Like when was it like you were like on fire? Like when was like oh man, I went 0-for-4 at the plate and I made a couple errors in the field, mm-hmm. or you know I missed all the shots. You know what's your worst performance in recent memory, and then what's your best performance?
For school ball last year, I was running around the bases and I faceplanted.
Oh.
Going to second. That was embarrassing.
Going into second.
No, I was running first and I tripped and fell on my face. But
Were you safe?
I was.
No,
well, that's
I
good.
Was still safe.
Hey, you're
she
still
got
safe.
Safe.
You're still safe.
She got safe.
It was like right in the middle too, so I was like, which way do I go? I don't know what to do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could have been worse.
It could have been.
You could have been out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What about your best? What's your best?
Best for school ball? I don't know. School ball's on and off. Travel ball, I feel like I'm better during travel ball season. Like my pitching's been pretty good lately.
Okay.
And I'm learning new pitches, so.
Ooh, what's a new pitch?
Curve.
Oh, man. I had some of my students come hang out with me today. They had, like, this weird ACT thing where only the sophomores went and took the ACT or SAT or something like that. And so, if you were not a sophomore, you were off school today or something. And so, a couple of my students came and we were just throwing the wiffle ball around, you know, doing some batting practice or whatever. And I've been trying to throw a curveball on a wiffle ball for forever, and I cannot get that thing down. But for softball, how do you even throw a curveball with a softball? Like, how does that even look?
Well,
what's
I'd
that motion?
Like, I have to have a softball. You have to go around, but, like,
yeah.
you have to turn. You have to snap it like this. Like, it's
that
weird.
Is,
and you have to hold it weird. I have to have a softball.
That's
to hold it.
So,
it's like a certain grip for each.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know it's a certain
it's really
grip.
Hard,
but, like,
actually.
It's like, it, yeah, it's extremely hard. It's hard enough to do it overhanded. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what it is like that motion is even like that.
It's more like on where you release it and then how you snap it and your body motion after the pitch.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yep, you could probably strike me out very easily.
Learned so much.
I feel like curve's easier than Roz was. Roz was like the hardest pitch to learn.
Rise is hard. Rise is very hard.
So that was your low moment. Talk about your high moment. Talk about the good.
Well, she said
that was my high moment.
She said learning the riser was good.
Okay.
But it was hard.
Yeah.
What about you? What's like your worst moment of recent memory and what's your best?
My worst game was probably the first game that I ever played.
Really?
Of school ball, because I was running the bases and I left early. I left on the base early, and I was the last out of the inning.
So, you didn't tag up? Like, was it a tag-up issue? Like, you or what happened?
It was just like, you can't leave till they get up here, and she left when she even pitched
right.
it.
That's right. Yep, that's right. Okay.
But my best moment was probably during the summer, whenever we had that scrimmage game. I got, like, a double off of a bunt or something. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Whoa.
I don't even know how I
way
did that.
Way to go, off girl.
Off a bunt?
Yeah, jeez. Off of a bunt.
That's rock and roll.
I hit a bunt. It went all
you know
the
me.
Way
you know
to
me.
The
I like,
home
they call
run.
Me the bunt queen of the South.
Yeah.
Right. I lay it down
yeah.
and get a play. Double.
I'm pretty sure I hit the bunt, like, every single time I went up to bat. And then I, like, caught, like, 3 fly balls.
That's awesome.
An outfield or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
One of my proudest
beast
moments.
Mode.
One of my proudest moments was throwing a runner out at home from right
yes.
field.
Oh yes,
that
was so bad.
That was one of my.
It's really hard though.
From right
well,
field.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was a deep right field too. I mean, well, I was like in 6th, 7th grade, so a deep 6th, 7th grade.
Yeah, our
field.
Coaches make us practice throwing home.
Oh, I like, hated that drill.
It hurts. So
I
bad.
Hated that drill because you would do it like 10 times, but I got a runner out at home. And
that'd be so exciting.
Yeah, it was like bottom of like the 8th inning or we didn't play 9 innings, but bottom of whatever inning was mm-hmm. next to last.
And I got him out and all the, and I didn't realize that I had gotten him out.
Yeah.
And then I start hanging my head low, and all the guys are like, yeah, you did. And I was like, I did it? And I had no
idea. I did.
Yeah. First, who knew?
Yeah. I did first game of the season last year for JV, hit a home run.
Whoa.
First game. And then I don't know what happened after that.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I blanked out rounding second. I just blanked out.
Yep. And then I woke up, and it was all. Yeah. Anyway, hey, we want to tell you about Charburger. We're going to take a quick break, but it's the home of the famous Char Grill Wildcat Burger, Philly Cheesesteak, Jumbo Crispy Onion Rings, and B&B Video Game. We're going to give you a chance real soon to win a 5-person all-day pass to B&B Video Game. 80-style arcade in the back, local video game retail store in the front, as Jordan calls it, Albertville's Mullet.
It is.
That's a B&B Video Game right by Pizza Hut. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but come on over and join us on all our social media to meet these girls. See how they're acting crazy. It's great.
Do y'all have like favorite athletes that y'all...
Montana Fouts.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
She's a good one.
I like Paige Beckers.
Paige Beckers?
Off of UConn.
Yeah.
She plays for UConn.
Yeah.
Basketball.
I see the one that I know that has just taken is the LSU girls, and then Caitlin Clark for Iowa.
She's really good.
Yeah, she's very good. Yeah. But I didn't know if y'all had. Have y'all been watching the MLB postseason or anything at all? Like, y'all been watching? Okay. No, I didn't know if y'all were Braves fans.
I don't really watch basketball. I watch our school basketball.
Okay. Y'all watch any sports? Like
football.
Football.
Softball. I love watching football. It's so fun.
College or NFL?
College. I don't understand it, but it's still fun to watch.
Are we Bama fans?
No. Notre Dame.
No. Yes, I am.
She's Irish. She's Irish, son.
Wasn't a good year that that's already right. has it. They've already lost, haven't they?
Yeah, they've lost like
two or three.
They almost beat USC, though. They did. They almost beat USC.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
Yeah. We lost to Ohio State, but I think it was only by one touchdown, I'm pretty sure.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well.
Good thing.
I mean, so when y'all...
The Buckeyes.
Don't mention the Buckeyes. I hate the Buckeyes.
It's funny. My friend said that the other day.
So I don't like the Buckeyes. Well, see, one of my students has a passionate hatred for the Michigan Wolverines.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what did they do to you? I can understand he's a Bama fan. I'm like, I can understand the Buckeyes because the Buckeyes beat y'all.
But we've beaten Michigan every single time.
What has Michigan done to you?
Nothing.
Yeah, if I can understand if they beat you. Like, so with the Braves and the Phillies kind of have like a unofficial rivalry going on because the past 2 years the Phillies have beaten the Braves in the postseason.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like this unofficial rivalry, but I mean, I don't get why you would hate Michigan.
I don't know. They haven't
done anything to you.
I was born in Michigan.
Really?
Rock and roll.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, well, it was.
One of my...
Kids, do you know this?
I forgot. I
didn't know that. You better relearn.
Great friend.
What part of Michigan? what made y'all come down here then?
Well, we didn't really have like much family up there.
Okay.
Well, realistically, I only lived there for like 2 weeks. I was only like 2 weeks old when I moved down here. So
she's a Michigan girl.
Yeah, for like 2 weeks.
Your parents, from the north.
Your parents moved you when you were 2 weeks old. Mm-hmm. Your parents are brave people.
Yeah,
we moved all the way down here. Yeah.
And then we lived in Florida for like 2 years.
I knew that.
And then we moved back.
Good friend. She knew that.
She knew that.
And now we know that.
Yes.
The lion knows that.
The caterpillar knows that. I love living in Florida, though.
It would be the sloth.
Yeah, the sloth.
What is it about living in Florida that really that you loved? Was it all the water? Was it because they got crystal clear springs down there? You can go, you know, swimming anytime you want to.
Yes, that was like one of the good reasons, and it was always good weather. Like
cool,
yeah.
Like during the winter time, it would be like not too cold, but like it wouldn't be hot either. It'd be like just right. And we lived in Orlando, so we got to go to Disney World like every weekend.
Yay.
We're back. I really like these girls. They really are fun.
They are. Good times.
Second time, they're family. Next time, they're going to be Oompa Loompas. It's going to be great. Katie Hammond, Mackenzie Frederick.
Boom.
And we want to get to some funny stuff.
Yeah.
So, yes, we do.
You two seriously look like a party waiting to happen all the time. And so...
All right.
I think that's an accurate description, right? Yeah.
That's a compliment.
It was definitely, there was no sarcasm. That was absolute compliment. Tell me, what do you guys do for fun when you're not having to stress and worry about your sport?
That's really all we do. That's our sports.
Well, what makes you guys such fun people?
We just said you were party animals, and then we're trying to get y'all to think of fun things like to do, and they're blanking.
We like to go to Sonic and hang
Sonic.
Out.
Sonic, okay,
and
all
walk
right.
around, walk around Walmart, and like,
all right,
yeah.
What okay. does one do in Walmart?
Yeah,
walk around and find random people to like tag your it, and then run away.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
okay.
That's what we do. Or around the Sonic parking lot or something.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's do you how you tag people in the Sonic parking lot or only in Walmart?
Only Walmart normally.
They tag them with their car in the Sonic parking
oh.
lot.
Oh, that's, yeah. I like hit the Sonic
well, I was kidding.
Menu. I hit the Sonic menu with my car one time. It was
look,
really scary.
I'm going to sit over here and act like I don't believe that.
To be fair, the Sonic menu, they've got to fix how they put some of those in between those parking, yeah,
together.
They're real close.
They
yeah,
are.
They pull way too close, and you almost hit it, or you're like way far away, and you can't reach the button.
What is your go-to order at Sonic?
Yeah,
Ocean Water,
same Ocean Water.
Ocean Water.
Do y'all get any like
no
snacks
food?
Or anything? You don't get
if
anything?
I get anything to eat, it's probably just ice cream. Sonic's foods,
it's mid.
It's all right. Yeah,
it's mid.
Their chili dog is pretty good.
I don't really
did
like
you hear
chili
that,
dogs.
Steven?
How do you not like a chili dog?
Did you hear that
I
term?
I do, but yep. it's like
I don't yeah. like any food with the name dog in it.
Wow.
No. I'm sorry.
She just hated on our childhood.
You know, it's not a real dog in there.
No, I know. I just, I don't
she
know.
She does not.
It?
Okay.
It's just
they
raccoon.
Say it, but it's Sonic, they say it different.
It's just raccoon meat.
Coney.
Yeah, it's a coney.
Really? It's a coney.
I've never
they don't even
that.
Call it a hot dog.
I didn't even know that was a word.
Footlong coney.
That's what yep. they call it.
Because that's what, Coney Island in New York,
yeah.
they called it a Coney
they
Island dog.
They don't even call it a hot dog yep. there.
Their pretzel twists are good.
Yeah, okay. My wife likes their pretzel twists.
I need to ask this. So, your favorite movie, who's Twilight?
Me!
Twilight.
She said that yesterday, and I was like, what is that?
And yours
she
is
don't
home
know what Twilight
yours
is.
Yours is Home Alone.
And okay, now Home
this
Alone,
was,
I'm
a good.
I'm a Christmas with. Person.
Twilight, or, I've never seen it.
Me either.
I'm she, sorry.
Me either.
I'm sorry.
Guys, no. No.
Katie, does it
no,
look...
No, you'll have to watch it.
Katie,
so
does
good.
It look like I would watch Twilight?
Oh my goodness,
absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
It looks like you would...
No?
Is it more than one movie?
Thank you, Seth.
There's five.
Yeah, there's
I have
like
a question. Are you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
I'm Team Edward all the
right.
way.
Yeah, Edward. Wait, which one was
way.
He? Is he
we
the werewolf
no
or the vampire?
He's the vampire. Okay. Jacob is the werewolf.
Jacob's the werewolf.
Yes.
I would never be Team anything with Jacob in it.
Oh.
I don't know what that is. It just sounds weird.
Yeah, it's Jacob. Oh, he sounds terrible. And people named Jacob are horribly offended and not listening to that show ever again.
Sorry, Jacob.
Sorry, Jake.
Sorry.
Jake Snake, sorry.
Not really, but
not really, Jacob. We do not take
that. There it is.
Oh, wait, I've seen that.
Yes, Edward's on the right and Jacob's
Mama
on the left.
Mama showed me that.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me that Edward is the vampire.
He's a little pale.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Mama showed me this one time. I actually have seen it.
I've not seen Twilight.
Me either.
But
y'all better watch it when y'all get home.
I don't know
it
if that's
so
going to happen.
It is so good. It
Katie,
is actually so good.
I'm going to shoot straight with you. I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
No, you need to. You'll thank me later.
I'll thank you later.
You will. It is so
I'll
good.
I'll get your
she's
number
gonna get
somehow.
That she's going to get that
I loved
that
it. It made me cry.
Thank
I loved
you, Katie.
It.
That's it's, the best movie
that's
ever.
The best, that's the best vampire werewolf movie.
Like,
I cried.
I just wasted half my day.
I've got to ask this question because right now, it being, you know, toward the end of October, doesn't matter, you turn on TV or even on streaming, you're seeing all of these like horror movie trailers and videos and photos. Do
no.
you like that up no. on your screen in between stuff? Have you no. noticed it?
No, especially when it's at night.
If
yeah.
I'm in my room by
so
myself,
scary.
If yeah. I'm in my room by myself and the lights out, absolutely not.
Absolutely. We were watching Trolls World Tour the other night. Me, my
really?
Daughter, and my wife, and we're watching, and on comes Chucky.
What?
In the commercial yeah. break. It's like this living doll trying to kill people.
I know.
What? Look,
no,
I'll go ahead and tell
they
you
need
some.
To lay off that a little.
I like the scary movies.
I mean, look right there on
them.
That video.
Don't get me wrong. I love scary
what
movies.
What you got right there? You, to the right. You got three.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah.
10 mm-hmm. best horror films.
I don't like it.
Killing Jigsaw wasn't a mistake.
I don't like it.
10 best movies. Horror films from the 2000s. Hey, I actually watched It Chapter 1 last night.
Chapter 1.
Well, good for you. I'll never watch it.
You want to come over and watch Twilight?
Thank you.
In order to.
Yes.
Seth, come over and watch Twilight, and then we'll watch It Chapter 1.
Y'all watch it together.
Yeah.
And then.
Like bros. Like bros should.
I'm just gonna be real with you.
Like bros should.
There's nothing about that I want to do.
You don't.
What's good?
What's good about it?
Okay, it's just like.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear this.
It's like the vampire
gets with the human.
Yeah.
And then the werewolf wants the human too.
What?
But then the werewolf.
Okay,
I'm not gonna spoil it.
I don't have to ask you what's good about Home Alone. I think we all know.
Yeah. Everyone loves Home Alone.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But that's basic.
I think I'd turn.
That's right. Basic.
Okay, Steven. I love Home Alone. Don't get me wrong, but like I've seen that movie like 14
well,
times.
Well, you're
assigned
Twilight. How long have you watched it before we got here?
How many times have you seen Twilight?
52 and a half.
I've watched all of them multiple times.
So that's your favorite film series?
It just keeps your attention. Yes.
Is the first one your favorite, or are they just like, you know?
I think the fifth one is my favorite.
There's five?
Yeah, there's five.
What?
Yeah.
That's five. Too much.
Let's binge watch all of them right now.
So,
stop yelling.
So, I thought there were
like three of them.
We got 3 minutes, and I got a question. So, tell me the funniest thing that's happened to you in your sport.
Yeah.
So far in your life.
Oh.
Funniest thing.
The funniest thing? Or embarrassing?
I don't care.
It don't matter.
I mean, I don't really know. I haven't done that many embarrassing things besides falling on my face while I was trying to run.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you still were safe. Oh. So.
We were playing some really important game last year.
Really important game.
For school ball. It was like.
It was awesome.
It was really important. And I was in left field. And my cleat got stuck. And I face planted out there. And I missed the ball.
This face planting thing is becoming an issue. This is getting to be a pandemic.
And it was on varsity too, so it was even more embarrassing.
Oh man!
All right, talk to us.
Okay.
Nothing embarrasses you though, does it?
Huh?
Nothing embarrasses you though, does it?
Not really.
I didn't think so.
This is the problem. You and I are kindred spirits because my wife says, woo! I can't embarrass you, Jordan. She's like, it's impossible to embarrass you.
I just don't
And
care.
I don't really, this is kind of true. I don't really care about
it doesn't what bug
me.
Think.
It doesn't bug me, you know. So anyways, continue on.
Sorry,
but, so during the summer, it's not really funny, but it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I was getting past the ball and it bounced. And I tried to go catch it, and it landed right here on my finger. Ooh. And I, broke my finger.
I was crying hysterically.
Like, literally, I thought I was dying. Like, I was literally hysterically crying.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I
literally started, screaming because our health person, her name's Miss Beth,
uh-huh.
and she came and put ice on my finger, and she, did it a little too hard, so I was like, that hurts.
So why do you hate me?
They rushed me to the hospital, and we had a softball game that night, and our first basketball game was the next day. So I was literally sitting out because of a broken finger. But it was just a broken finger.
So just, you were just screaming.
She said it was
gym.
Just a broken finger.
Yeah, because I've broken three bones. So
Girl.
Yeah.
What else did you break?
My arm, my leg, and my wrist.
How?
Well, I broke my leg when I was 2 years old because I was running in the bathroom, the bathroom floor was wet.
Yes.
And I slid and I did the splits and I hit my leg on the bathtub.
Ah.
And I was in a cast, all the way up to my hip.
No.
And then, I broke my arm by cheer and my wrist by cheer.
Wow.
Yeah. Broke or fractured?
Oh, no. My arm was in a U shape.
Cheer's been rough to you.
Yeah.
So. It's been rough.
This is why you and I aren't cheerleaders, Seth.
Yes, because I'm not willing to break my arms or my legs.
It's not because we're not good looking enough. We are.
definitely.
I can definitely see y'all being cheerleaders.
Right?
You're welcome.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
But we have to. If you're going to be a cheerleader, you have to watch Twilight.
So, 100%.
Party at my house. Bring the kids.
Yeah.
Bring the kids.
Yeah.
I'll have my child there. He'll scream at you. It's
going to
be a good time.
I just feel like.
Twilight.
Yeah, it's not gonna be good. Twilight. Hey, I did see in Steven, we gotta do something. They do TikTok dances.
TikTok dances.
These two do TikTok dances.
Oh no!
What do y'all about
and
to
we
up?
Need more. I mean, we need more TikTok material. So
y'all do TikTok dances. Seth and I have done exactly zero TikTok dances.
Yes.
So
Oh, yeah.
No. Renegade.
We could do that.
Renegade.
Easy.
Renegade. You gotta be like...
Yeah. I've already got it down. I've already got it down.
This guy.
That's all you gotta do.
This guy. Hey, so anyway, we're so glad that y'all been on here. We're definitely going to get you to do some sort of dance.
Absolutely.
We're going to take... Well, we're done with our interview, but we have freestyle coming up. You have a chance to win a 5-person all-day pass to B&B video game just a few minutes. So come on back,
come on
Steven.
Back.
Surprise.
You guys are so fun.
Are we on the air still?
Yes, you are always.
We're just on the socials.
You're not on radio, but you are being.
So is Gloria Frederick your mama?
Hello, mama.
Hello, mama. She said this, Mackenzie trips over air.
Air.
She's so clumsy. Also, the other day in travel ball, she got hit 5 times in the tournament. Whoa. Broke a record for her.
Oh.
Where'd you go, Mackenzie?
If I had shorts on right now, I'd show you my leg. I got hit Saturday twice during our tournament. And it was like a big bruise. Yeah, and 4 of them was back-to-back at bats.
Thank you, Gloria, for that wonderful
Frederick
information.
Macy Frederick says, hey, Kenzie.
Hey, Kenzie.
Josiah Cove says, Kenzie. Kenzie. I'm not saying that. At softball.
What did he say? Was it a bad word?
Josiah, you sit bench for...
He said, Mackenzie trips over air.
Mm-hmm.
So sad.
So, okay.
Mackenzie.
So, have you made... So. So
very popular.
You're the Twilight person. You're the Home Alone person.
I like Home Alone.
What's your... Okay, if not Twilight, what's your other favorite movie?
Yeah. Next.
And for not Home Alone, what's your other favorite movie?
I need to think.
Now, you
what's your favorite TV
Tangled.
Series?
Tangled. My favorite
Tangled.
TV
series. Okay.
I love Tangled.
Now, I can get behind some Tangled. I like Tangled.
Did Lauren Chaffin come in here from Douglas?
I like Tangled.
Probably.
Is that her?
That doesn't mean I'm...
No, her favorite movie's Tangled.
I like Tangled a lot.
My favorite TV series is Dance Moms.
Stop.
I do not want to tell you that I have watched almost...
What?
I know.
Seth.
Are you serious?
With my wife, we have watched so many Dance Mom
episodes. It's the best thing.
I don't know if it's the best thing, but there's a whole lot of trouble.
The things that us men watch for love.
Watching people's... Anyway,
that's so not so the rule that it gets passed around my house, because I like watching sports, you know, or if it's a movie, it's generally not.
It's been a long time since I've watched.
Generally
Dance
not a
Moms,
Twilight
but
movie, but if I watch a lot of sports,
is like Abby still in
baseball? Then
yeah,
I get told that you watched a bunch of baseball this weekend or football. So we get to watch one of my movies tonight. Yeah. Is what my wife will tell me.
Twilight.
Oh, okay.
Twilight.
So the rule is, well, thankfully we have not done that yet. But thankfully, but it might happen. because Jennifer does like those movies. My wife's name is Jennifer. But
here, you need to come up with three trivia questions.
Three trivia.
Putting you on the spot.
What?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. I'm gonna ask impossible questions. What's my favorite color? What's
no,
my favorite color?
No, you can't do that.
I can't do it. You told me to come up. Maybe.
here we go.
Is it really?
Steven.
That's my favorite color,
too. Amazing. Purple, yeah. My mama.
Look at this.
My mama's
Steven
favorite
is
color
on point.
Was purple.
Is that my address? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who was the first to write Parting Is Such Sorrow? Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Parting Is Such Sorrow. William H. The
Which
S and the H are both capitalized.
Endowment.
So Shakespeare. Which word is closest
in
meaning to endowment?
Yeah. In medical terminology, what does the IV...
Sorry, I was trying to get the stuff off there.
Okay, I see three I'm going to use. Those are the three I'm using. I like that. Steven, you're great.
I do this every morning.
I'm in med prep right now, so I should know this, but I don't.
this is good ACT prep,
You need to know this for some reason.
So to answer your question, yes, I actually do like purple quite a bit. My favorite Ninja Turtle when I was a kid was Donatello, and he's purple.
Yeah,
and Donatello. So, which is so weird because people
go nailing him.
People meet. You know, generally you pick your favorite Ninja Turtle based on your personality.
Mine was Michelangelo.
See, that's the thing. My personality is so Michelangelo, but I'm I really love Donatello.
So
my boy.
When we were playing in preschool, everybody turned me into Michelangelo with the nunchucks.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nunchucks rule.
Yeah.
But I was better with the bow.
But I wanted to be the blue one.
I don't like Ninja Turtles.
How do you not like Ninja Turtles?
How do you not like Twilight?
Fair question. Fair question. She turned that around on me. I didn't expect that.
She's
I like Twilight.
She's like this.
So
I like it.
So I walked into the
one
bedroom
of
the other day.
We like you.
And My wife was watching some Julia Roberts and Richard Gere movie. I can't remember the name of it.
Pretty Woman?
It might have been.
Okay.
But she was like, have you seen this movie? And foolish, stupid me said, I don't think so. And the moment my wife hears that, she's like, we have to watch it. Nice. We have to watch it. And so I've learned.
Never given your wife a chance to defend herself.
She doesn't need to.
I feel like that's how all girls are. Like, we ask a guy if they've seen a movie, and they're like, no. They're like, we have to be like, oh, we have to watch it.
We have to watch it. So
it's an instinct.
I have to remember because she
Home
spaces
Alone's
it out.
Movie.
She
All
spaces it out enough to where I don't remember, but she'll like. I have to remember, like, okay, when she asks you that, say yes, even though you haven't seen it.
But your brain goes.
But then she's gonna be like,
moment.
Oh, really? What happens? And then that's where the real issue becomes. Like, she's a pretty woman in that movie,
and so
Richard Gere's in it. There you go, and. You know,
and or what's another?
My best friend's wedding. I think it was my best friend's wedding that she was watching, which I'm like, the title gives it away. So I'm like, her best friend is having a wedding. Boom.
I think my favorite chick flick is Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, gosh,
I like that one.
Steve, not you.
The Devil Wears Prada. You've never seen that?
I don't think so.
Steve-O, you can't be the girl in this situation.
It's so good.
Steve-O, quit.
I'm gonna need you to write that down for me.
Yeah. The Devil Wears Prada. It's a really good movie.
Devil wears.
What's it about?
I'll have to tell you.
It's about a devil.
The Varsity Freestyle.
This is your chance to win a 5-person all-day pass to B&B video game.
Yeah, call in.
We're going to ask you a question because Steven's going to pop him up in front of me again.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you one question. I'm going to give you some opportunities for answers.
Then
we'll ask two more. If you get all three of those questions, you're going to win a 5-person all day pass to B&B video game. And let me tell you, you're going to answer them.
Yeah.
Because we're like phone a friend and we have the answers.
We're looking for buddies.
We love you guys.
We need some friends.
This is one of my favorite things because we get to meet you. So
all
you got to do is call in. Here is question number one. Who was the first to write, "Parting is such sweet sorrow"? Parting is such sweet sorrow. Is it A, William Shakespeare? Is it B, Aristotle? Is it C, Oscar Wilde? Is it D, Mark Twain? Steven?
Want to win? Call us now at 256-505-0885.
Did I see that thing glow for a second?
I would like to answer. Can I answer?
256-505. You can get one of your friends.
I'd have to change my voice. I could change my voice.
You do a pretty good job of that.
I should text Noah, make him call in.
Hello, Governor. I would like to answer the question.
You've got so many voices.
Praying the sweet, sweet sorrows. I can't say it now because then someone could hear it.
I know. Well,
can they hear us?
We're not on the radio.
Well, we're not on the radio, but if someone's watching on Facebook Live.
You're watching on Facebook Live. Call in.
Just call in.
Play the game.
Call in. Play the game.
I'll put the number
Don't you
want to
hang out with us? Play the game.
He's putting the phone number in there.
Yeah.
We want to play
the
game with you guys.
Yeah.
So I just put it there.
Would you be able to do it if someone were to like make you, Seth, would you be able to do a convincing woman's voice?
I would not.
You don't
want
think so?
To.
No, I know you wouldn't want to. That put a gun to your head. Like
if
you,
there's
like,
a gun to my head, I'm doing everything I can to make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, what kind of weird woman? Yeah. What kind of weird?
I don't know.
What kind of weird person would
I
be like?
That was good.
Would be like, talk like a woman.
Yeah. Some psycho. I don't. Some weird.
I think mine would go British.
What is your problem?
Yeah, mine would go British.
Has to be. Hey,
the Devil Wears Prada. There it is.
There it is.
That's Meryl Streep.
I thought it was like a scary movie.
And Anne Hathaway.
No.
Yeah. The devil is Meryl Streep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the Prada is not Anne Hathaway. I've seen that movie.
It's a good movie.
It's all right.
The third page.
Steve-O, I'm glad you like it. That's what I say to my wife all the time.
We like it if you like it.
Yeah. If you like it. If you like it, honey, I'm glad that you like it. You like it, baby.
It's good that you enjoy it.
Hey,
because I like watching Ghostbusters and, good movies.
Yeah.
and you know, Gladiator,
I like good movies.
And Gladiator and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and you know,
Steven, she's greatest, like, I'm greatest glad you movie like of all time.
Oh man,
ooh, man, that's, you just lay it down like that.
I am
greatest movie of all time
for you, because I know
Patch Adams ranks up there.
Yeah. Patch Adams,
have y'all seen that movie?
I don't think so.
With Robin Williams.
No.
Oh, so gosh, good.
You want to cry?
So good.
What's that movie?
Whoever answers yes to that question.
Never mind.
Huh?
No.
I watched.
I almost cried up here, or before we got up here, because I was curling my hair and I grabbed the wrong side and I burned my fingers so bad.
Oh, oh no!
It's okay. So many tears. I slipped and fell down my stairs.
Yeah. Today?
Like, yeah. No, like, all this happened in, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
She burnt
She burnt her hand, and then I got up.
You have not had a good day.
Yeah. Awesome. See, yeah, I can't get out of my mind Katie screaming after she broke her finger, like, just, like, just a guttural. Like, sorry, Steve-O.
It's okay.
Sorry, Steve-O.
It's all right.
Oh, yeah, Steve-O gets all of the, like, just, yeah. I mean, who would, you know.
Mama,
a guttural scream.
We're acting out.
Yeah.
What happened to Katie?
So let's hear your girl voice. Someone's got to go.
I am
to your
not
head.
Doing it.
They and they're
like, talk
voice.
Like a woman. No. And then they have to talk like a man.
We can do paper, rock, scissors.
Yeah.
If I win, then you have to do it.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
Two
right.
out of three.
Right here.
Two out of three. Okay.
All right. So I have to talk like a woman? Like if someone's like, okay, I don't know.
Like this.
Like what?
Well, I'm going to go and tell you.
Who said that? Was that you? Wow.
I think it's going to have to do, it's the only way I think I'm going to be able to hit that is like to either do a Valley girl or do a British woman.
British woman.
All right, let's. Hey, Julia! Hey, boy!
Hey, it's Julia, what is it, Julia Child?
Yeah, Julia Child yeah.
Over here.
Oh, dear! I forgot the flower. Oh,
yes.
No. You know?
Yes.
Or you could do, yeah, the Valley, like oh my gosh. Can't believe that. Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
You're so funny.
Seth, you wore that today? I can't believe it.
I was thinking the same thing.
Why did you? Seth.
Alright, he did his end of the bargain.
Alright, now Seth, it's your turn.
No.
Seth.
I'm not doing it.
Seth.
Oh, come on.
I don't got it.
Seth, my youth group has lost all respect for me now.
Exactly.
So you gotta do it too.
It's so funny. Everybody on air is hearing what's going on.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you're not, when we're not on air, when we're over on the socials.
And, yeah.
You know,
we just threw up that question.
Out.
And looks like we've got a caller. Guys.
Yeah.
A caller!
I think it was Lindsay. Are you there?
Lindsay.
Yes.
Awesome. Lindsay! All right.
Lindsay.
We're so glad that you called in, Lindsay.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
You're welcome.
So, Lindsay, I'm going to ask you a question, and you're really smart. We know it. We can feel it through the phone. And so you're going to answer this right. So who was the first to write "Parting is Such Sweet Sorrow"? William Shakespeare. Aristotle. Oscar... You got it!
And William Shakespeare, way to go!
Alright,
now this one's a little harder. Which word is closest in meaning to endowment? Is it A, cruelty, B, endorsement, C, gift, or D, creativity?
Can you say it again?
Yeah. Go ahead and read it, Katie.
Oh. Which word is closest in meaning to endowment?
Endowment. Yeah. Good work.
Yes.
A. That's why I'm at
A. Cruelty. B. Endorsement. C. Gift. Or D. Creativity.
Endorsement?
Close.
It rhymes with shift.
Yes.
Gift.
Yeah! Look at you!
We did it! Good job, Lindsay.
Last one.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
How do you pronounce that?
In medical terminology, what does the IV stand for in IV drip? Is it A, intravenous? Is it intravenous? Is it B, invitational? Is it C, involuntary? Or is it D, in vitro?
Good grief.
Intravenous.
You got
yeah!
it! Yes!
Good work, Lindsay!
fantastic.
You are very smart.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, Lindsay, that most of the time we ask dumb questions like, what color
these
was the genie
hard ones.
In Aladdin?
Yes.
And it's blue, but these were hard.
These were
very hard.
These were very hard.
These were good.
In comparison.
Yeah, hard in comparison. I would not have gotten.
Hey, we're going to push you over there to our producer. He's going to tell you how you're going to win these tickets. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
All right, now you girls have to talk like a guy.
Are we on air now?
Yeah, well, we're on socials, but yes.
Lindsay, how do you spell your first name?
So you ladies now, someone's like, you're talking like a dude. So how are you going to do it?
What up, bro?
What up? What up, bro?
What up, home sauce?
Lindsay.
What up, dog?
Lindsay Burns Miller is a nurse practitioner.
She works for my mama.
She works for my mama.
So of course she knew.
She nailed it.
Yeah.
She nailed it. Way to go,
what
Lindsay.
Up, bro? What up, bro? But we've almost completed everything. They talk like a bro.
It's your turn.
I talk like a girl.
Yeah, you did.
I talk like a British woman.
You are great.
Oh, Julia.
You.
Thank you.
He does voices all the time.
Seth, it's your turn.
Peer pressure. I'm good.
Seth.
Thank you.
You have hurt my heart, Seth.
I know.
Oh, Seth. What a
Y'all
shame.
Y'all are great.
Full shame. Fine. Full shame,
shame,
Seth.
Shame.
Shame on you.
I just want you to do what you did at the beginning of the show.
What was it?
Steven, if you don't capture that, we have lost.
It's captured, man.
It's captured.
We have lost at life. And then we need TikTok videos.
Yeah.
We're going to make one and we'll just tag y'all.
Sounds great.
We're going to do a dance.
We'll just do it here with y'all. We can do that here.
I can do the dab.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dabbing like
Katie,
crazy.
Dab so we can screenshot this.
Yeah, dab. Dab, everybody. Dab.
Good job.
Oh, crud. I went the wrong way. Dab. Dab.
Did you miss that? And you would have too.
I would have.
She dabbed on me.
She dabbed on me.
Wow.
Whoops. <What?
laughs> She broke the microphone.
Man.
Ooh, it's still working.
To get dabbed on. What a... man.
The sound's coming out of Katie today. I don't even know.
I guess I'm just in a silly goofy mood.
Between you and
don't
Jordan.
Yeah. I think we're silly.
Yes.
I'm a silly person.
So.
It's on my back.
I'm a silly person.
Guys, can y'all lift one eyebrow? I can't.
No.
Kinda. Maybe. Sorta.
Can I go like this?
No.
Oh, God.
No.
Steven, you got Did you get that?
I don't know what witchcraft you can do, but that's terrifying.
Are you looking at her tongue right now?
Which camera am I on? All right,
So let
me see. Katie's gonna be like,
yeah.
Katie, you can't do it. Yeah.
But we love seeing you try, Katie.
Thank you for trying.
That was kind of adorable.
Yes. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's just like this. You know, that was it, right?
Sure. Here's my question: whenever I see somebody do something like that, how did you learn?
How did you think you could do that?
I don't know. My mama can do it.
No, but then, I mean, at what point were you like looking in the mirror? You're like, oh, look what I can do.
Ooh, like a couple years ago. I was like, wow,
I can touch my tongue to my nose.
Okay, do that. Yep. I can't do that. Nope, can't do that.
I can do it.
Am I doing it?
No. But you can do the cold tongue thing.
My mustache is too thick.
You can't have all the talents.
Yeah.
They have to be shared.
We have to share.
Well, see, I don't have any talent as far as that. I can't do either.
Whoa.
One of those things.
Sorry, it's habit.
It's okay.
Karaoke.
Oh yeah, we could all sing.
Oh, you want to karaoke? We can sing. Steven, throw something on. Well, you can't. They'll throw
us
off.
What would you want to sing?
Man.
Do a cappella.
Yeah. Of course.
Let's sing a SZA song.
A what?
SZA?
I don't know who that is.
This girl is on fire.
Oh, is that? Is that SZA?
What's left of you? I don't know who that is.
How am I supposed to?
See, I was thinking.
Tell me.
Tell me why.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
That's
all
right. Too easy. Oh, that's easy.
But then why aren't you singing?
Well, see,
jingle.
I kind of. I was gonna make my wife jingle happy and bell. Sing Backstreet Boys.
Yes. Yeah. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Tell me why.
I never wanna hear you say. I want it that way.
Yeah.
And then
that was awesome.
That was so good.
Yeah.
See, I was there.
Yes, good job.
I was there.
Am I your fire?
Let's sing like a girly song.
A girly song.
A girly song?
Yeah, so he can.
I thought the Backstreet Boys was a girly song.
Backstreet.
I
hopped back.
All right. I mean, like, in my car to get.
What?
Party in the USA.
Woo!
And I'm gonna fit in.
No.
Huh?
And for the first time, look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign.
Oh, yeah.
This is all so crazy.
Remember Party in the USA?
I know, but I know the chorus. I don't know the verses. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not much of a Miley Cyrus fan.
All right, guys. We got Greg coming up in 20 seconds.
Does Greg want us here to sing
Party in the USA? Greg has heard us sing, I'm sure.
I'm sure Greg could throw down some instruments or some Backstreet Boys.
Greg, what's your favorite NSYNC song? We know you love NSYNC.
None of the above. Here we go, guys.
Now, sports analyst Greg Glasscock.
We are back with Greg, the man Glasscock,
Greg,
to tell us about all the sports going down, the scores, the fun, all those things.
The good times.
Greg!
Gregory.
What's going on, guys? Gregory.
Man, apparently we're singing karaoke, but You wouldn't sing with us. So, tell us what's going down in sports.
Well, it's winding down. We've got, for most teams, one region week left. Some have wrapped up. The playoff picture's clearing up a little bit. There's still some things to be determined. In our region here in Class 5A, the water's got a little muddied with ARAB upsetting Gunnersville. Surprised me a little bit, but as good of a coach as Coach Osmond is, I'm not totally surprised if a game where Gunnersville was outcoached and outplayed. Hats off to ARAB. Definitely messed up the area a little bit, as right now it's looking like it's going to go to the AHSAA's good old tiebreaker system, which will give you a headache.
Yeah.
Best way I've figured it out, talking to a couple other guys, and I'll say this is unofficial, but the way it'll look is, well, first of all, Gunnersville has to beat Sardis Friday night, or they'll actually drop down to third. If they beat Sardis, which I think they should, and then beat Albertville the last week of the year, then it officially goes to the tiebreaker, and it's all the way down to, like, tiebreaker letter K or L.
Wow.
Like, way down the line. And what it basically boils down to is you get into non-region opponents and wins, and it looks like Gunnersville would get the one seed with a tie break because
they beat Scottsboro.
Well, yeah, what it boils down to is ARAB has a non-region loss. They went to Fort Payne, so that kind of keeps them in that third spot. And then between Gunnersville and Scottsboro, it basically roundabout goes back to your head-to-head because non-region winning percentage, they would both be at 1,000% undefeated as long as, you know, Gunnersville beats Albertville in a little over a week. So then it goes all the way back to head-to-head, which Gunnersville has over Scottsboro. So it looks like the four would be, with a tiebreak, it would be Gunnersville, Scottsboro, ARAB. And then as of right now, Boaz has a pretty firm hold on the four position. The only way they could lose it would be if they lose to Douglas Friday night and Sardis upsets Gunnersville. So, you know, I guess anything could happen, but that's kind of way out there. I think the odds of that happening are not very good, but you never know. That's why you play the game. So, yeah, things are taking shape a little bit. If that does hold true, Gunnersville would host a first-round game 2 weeks from Friday. And as of right now, it looks like they would host the winner of this week's Springville St. Clair County game in that region. Actually, those two teams are playing. The winner will get the 4 seed in that region. The loser is done for the year. So, you know, you always want to be one of those top 2 seeds where you host, because the crossover region is tough.
Yeah.
You know, if you go on the road, chances are you're going to have to go play like at Leeds or Moody, which no thank you. I would not want to do that. So you always want to get to host. So even with a tiebreaker, it looks like Gunnersville's in good position if they close the deal these next 2 weeks against, you know, Sardis and Albertville. And then, you know, guys, before you know it, I got a basketball schedule last week. Basketball tip off early to mid November, depending on the team. Some are tipping off as early as around the 7th or 8th of the month. Most of them are tipping off around mid-November. So it's always a good time of year when you still got football going on. Then you also hear the basketball hit the hard court, too. So
good day.
Good times ahead here.
Yeah. Busy times, though. I'm sure you're very busy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, I enjoy it. Hopefully on the radio we're going to broadcast most or all of the home games this year. Looking at Gunnersville's schedule, dissecting it a little bit last week, I think I saw there's like 9 true home games. And, of course, you guys know as well as I do, in basketball you play a ton of tournaments, especially yeah. holiday time, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, you got tournaments going on that you really want to schedule up. And I know Coach Self does that along with other coaches where, you know, even though the wins or losses are important, you want to schedule up to make you better for postseason. You know, you don't want to schedule a lot of cupcakes in your, you know, early season schedule. Mm-hmm. So I hadn't actually seen a lot of the teams' tournaments and who all's in them yet, but you know, most teams are in like a Thanksgiving and then a Christmas tournament, and usually it's some pretty, you know, some pretty tough competition, which is, you know, definitely what the coaches want to do. You want to see that real good competition to make you better down the road. So yeah, good times ahead. I guess when we talk next week, I would think most, if not all, of the playoff picture will be completely cleared up, as we'll be heading into the last week of the regular season next Friday night.
Yeah. Well, Greg, I so appreciate you calling. You really do keep us up to date.
And yep, he does.
Man, so thankful for you.
We're thankful for you, Greg. You're the man.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all and what all y'all do for everybody and the student athletes in the county, and look forward to talking to you this time next week.
Yes, sir.
See you, brother.
Talk to you later.
All right, see y'all.
Do y'all remember this? We're about to do Buzzer Beater.
The devil.
Tell everybody about our social media.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
And we have to...
Right there. So
we have to, before we go, we have to
Facebook,
give our favorite Twilight
Instagram,
quote.
Twitter, it's called X now.
I got Instagram?
Called yes.
I'm got Facebook.
Instagram. Oh, it's called X
now? Yeah.
Why does it look like that?
Well, you can just say X, or formerly known as Twitter.
Varsity Radio Show.
Yes.
Varsity Radio Show.
Say, Varsity Radio.
Yeah, Twitter.
Facebook. At
Elon Musk said,
so
I don't
Elon
like
Musk
Twitter
says
anymore.
He didn't like
it must
Twitter,
be X.
So. I don't like Twitter.
Did you know we play
it
Boaz
is now
Friday?
X.
Ooh. You play Boaz?
Oh, football.
Come on.
All right.
Get him.
What's
will.
Your prediction? What's your prediction?
I think we got a chance.
Yeah.
If our offense is calling good plays. Yeah.
Cool.
What do you think, Notre Dame? You.
Well, I mean, Boaz beat Sardis last week.
Yeah.
Because it was their homecoming. And Sardis beat us. So it kind of just depends.
Yeah,
it was
but,
kind of a close game with us and Sardis, so.
But Gunnersville killed us, and we lost to A-Rod by 1 point. Or 1 point? Cause
one
they
point or one
Bryan's,
touchdown.
They broke Bryan's. In overtime, we lost by 1 point. And then, but A-Rod killed Gunnersville. Mm. Well, 29-19.
That was West Point. We lost by 1 point.
Well, either way, it was a good game. Aaron's game was good.
Yeah. You know, West Point was my school.
Really?
That's where I came from.
Wow.
Kindergarten through 12th grade.
Oh.
Yeah, they were not really sportsmanlike, though. Oh. Whenever we lost. Yeah.
Way to go, Steven.
I can't speak for him these days.
Way to go, Steve.
When I was there, it was a reputable school, okay?
It was reputable. Yeah, it was our homecoming.
It was a school of the finest reputation.
Yeah, they were.
You're not spreading?
It was a wonderful school.
Many ladies and gentlemen brought up to the program, yes.
Brought to the program,
as we know. I was an Arab knot, so I, yeah. So.
Jordan, hopefully we win, though. It's senior knot, so.
Yes.
Jordan, have you ever had beans on toast?
Oh my.
Wow.
Boy, beans, wow. Talking like this.
Beans on toast. Beans
on toast. What in the
I tell you something. Hello, good chap.
That sounds
beans on toast.
Beans on toast.
Boy, are we talking like this?
Why not?
See?
Are
y'all
you
tell
it
you
like this?
Just do it.
Hello, mate. I love
hello.
Being
hello.
A British accent.
All right.
See?
10 seconds, Charlie.
Hey.
Ten seconds.
This is a fun episode.
Five. Instagram at Varsity Red.
The buzzer beater.
Oh, that is the sound. Where it's called Cue the Crying.
Man.
We're not here anymore.
The weeping.
And we can hear you crying, but we're going to give you an emotional hug because we can help you with that because we are on social media.
We are
on Facebook.
At Varsity Radio Show.
Instagram at Varsity Radio Show.
And Twitter at Varsity Radio 885.
You didn't say that with as much gusto as before. Try that
Come
one
on.
More
time.
Yeah, do it again.
The announcer voice.
You got more enthusiasm?
Yes.
Yes.
And Twitter at the Varsity Radio
885. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank now we're
you,
talking.
Katie.
On TikTok, you can find us at Varsity Radio Show. YouTube at Varsity Radio Show 885.
And podcasts, we're everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, and so excited to tell you, Horizon Communications.
Mm-hmm.
We're so excited to be on TV now.
We're on the TV. The tube.
And welcome. We are fueled by the amazing Char Burger, home of the famous Char Grilled Wildcat Burger.
Yes,
Philly Cheesesteak, Jumbo Crispy Onion Rings, and B&B Video Games. The 80s style arcade with local video game retail store in the front, as Jordan calls it.
The Albertville Mullet.
It's a beautiful word.
Business in the front, party in the back.
Hey, we are so absolutely excited that you joined us on this show today with these are some of my favorite.
Guests.
I'm just going to say it. They are amazing.
They're amazing.
They
great
are
time.
So fun.
What?
And next week is going to be fun again. We're going to have Arab High School Alexia Ross and Aubrey Elrod will be here joining us. But hey, come join us again.
Come join us.
88.5 JFM, the Varsity Radio Show.
Adios.
Bye.
The Varsity Radio Show. Tuesdays, 2:30 to 4:30 on 88.5 JFM. Streaming live to Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And live on the radio.